views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Phil Free, is here. Phil has been using energy work since 1998. He continues to apply these techniques every day to facilitate improvement for himself, family, friends, and clients. You can tune in and benefit from it too. Here's your guest host, Phil Free.
Hi, this is Phil Free. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Colette today. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m., live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And the energetic shifts are accessible through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. We're going to be sharing some life-changing, life-transforming information, and you guys can call in if you want. We'll work on any issues you guys call in with, and we will shift challenges into possibilities. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Today, my guest is my brother, Michael Dilliage, and we'll be talking again about psychology and energy work, and, you know, feel free to call in about either thing. Today, we're going to talk more about the topic that we tried to talk about last week, but didn't get very far into. Not last week, I should say last month, really. But that is to say that when we're looking at psychology, there are many modalities, and we focused a lot on two in particular, one called the Enneagram and one called Myers-Briggs. And so we're going to continue to do that today. And we're going to look inside the Enneagram, actually, at something called triads, actually. So we're going to look at certain issues that people feel in bunches. That is to say that more than one personality type feels. So we're going to talk about anxiety, anger, and shame, and how certain groups fall into that, and why you as a listener might fall into one category more than the other, and why it is that certain personality types are prone to one of those three things, or possibly two of those three things, and in certain cases all three, of course. But we're going to get into all of that. First, I'd like to say hello to my brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for being on. Yeah, so we got into this a little bit. We got into this idea of, like, bunching these nine types that the Enneagram talks about, numbers 1 through 9, and categorizing them into three types of three that show us something. You know, it's a triadic self. And so what... Just to get started, what would you say about these three issues, anxiety, anger, and shame? Like, why do you feel, or why don't you start by telling us what groups fall into that, what numbers that is to fall into each one, and just maybe a sentence of why each group falls into that.
Okay, yeah. So basically, the Enneagrams are nine types, 1 through 9. And as you said, there are three triads. The instinctive triad, which is the 8, 9, and 1, they have to deal with a lot with the present and boundaries. And so they deal a lot with, they tend to struggle a lot with anger. Then there's the feeling triad, which are the types 2, the type 3, and the type 4. And they're concerned a lot about identity and their relationship with the past. So they have a tendency to struggle often with shame. And then there's the 5, 6, and 7, which is a thinking triad, which has to deal a lot with the anxiety, the unknown, the future. So they struggle a lot with anxiety and fear.
Uh-huh. So why don't we... also, actually, I wanted to mention that there's also, like, you kind of touched on it there, but why don't we bring it out more clearly? What are the times associated with each of these triads?
So yeah, there's definitely a timeline element to it. I mean, the feeling triad, again, has to do with identity, how people relate to their identity and shame. So a lot of time has to do with the timeline of the past, because people in that number struggle with their past and how it's molded their identity today. Well, the instinctive triad, anger is more something very in the present about what you're sensing right now and whether you're upset with it and, like, whether boundaries have been, like, violated or not. And the thinking triad has to do with the future. A lot, like, anxiety and fears are concerns one has about the future and the unknown.
Uh-huh. Right, so I find that kind of interesting. So also, on the flip side, sometimes like a 2, 3, and a 4 type who have concerns with the past will also show interest in the past too, like maybe be interested in history and things like that. You find that as well?
Yes, definitely. I think they'll show interest in history. I think it, deep down inside, is they want to have a deeper understanding of why things are and how they became to be who they are. So, yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Great. Well, why don't we get into it a little bit? So why don't we start with that feeling triad that you talked about, which is the 2, 3, and 4 types that are concerned with the past. Why don't we get a little bit more into it? And what can you say just about each type within the feeling triad? They're all going to have slightly different sensations, how they feel the shame, or maybe some are going to feel it more intense than the other ones. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so, of course. So within this triad, again, each triad, there are three types. So in the feeling triad, there are the 2, 3s, and 4s. But then again, what happens is each one of them experiences or struggles with shame differently. So so for example, 2s are going to look for being wanted, and so they're going to feel that they have to earn people's love and approval by serving people, and they base their value on how they see themselves as helpful to the people in their lives and how helpful they see themselves. So it's on the outward, they're very outward in terms of like their self-image and their identity. Threes are the balance of in and out. So they internalize a lot in terms of what they the concerns of what people think about them and how they seem to the world and to others and keeping up with the Joneses. But they also they're concerned with like outward things in terms of goals and are they keeping up with the Joneses and do they think they should be where they are in life. They put a lot of and they can get caught in molding their identity in terms of what they've achieved. While the fours are more introspective types, and they deal a lot with, they can struggle a lot with shame in terms of being recognized for who they are, being unique, and if people are able to kind of value that in them. And when that's not reinforced, they struggle in shame in that way. It's more inward focused.
Uh-huh. So, basically, like, would you say they also put a lot of stock in the stories about themselves, in the sense that they assume that those stories are real and that that's their actual identity?
Yes, they put a lot of stock into their stories about themselves. And when they haven't had much encouragement from parents or loved ones, they almost create a false narrative, or they almost like yearn for another one. And then, so therefore they kind of disconnect again from their true self and identity, usually because of a source of shame or in lack of approval.
Uh-huh. So, well, basically, is there any other like major points about the feeling triad that you want to share?
One of the major points, when I talk to people who struggle with this issue, well, one of the first things is that any number can feel shame, anger, or anxiety, is that I notice 2, 3, 4s are the most. So one of the key advices I'd always say is that to know thyself, know who you are as a person, know where you're going, what your goals are, and knowing that at the end of the day, all you have to do is answer yourself. And not to get caught up on other people's opinions of where you should be in life or who you should be as a person.
Right. And that's good advice for all three numbers in the feeling triad. Is there maybe even more particular advice you'd give for each number, like for a 2, or a 3, or a 4, when they're dealing with shame?
Yeah, for into each of them, I would say, and then 2s is that make sure you know why you're doing what you do. And what I mean by that is make sure you're not doing it just to seek approval or to be loved by others. If you want to do something nice for someone, just do it because you want to. You have the time for it, not out of a sense that, I want to be approved and my identity is molded in that. For 3s, your attitude, your thoughts, your feelings, just how you treat people is what defines you more than your list of accomplishments. And, you don't have to always, compare, I should be making this amount of money, or I should have gone there to college, or I should be doing this far in my career. It's just like, love yourself and just be true to yourself. And then with 4s is that being unique and different is good. And even if people don't appreciate that, understand that about you, that doesn't affect who you are as a person, and doesn't make you less unique or less you than you are. And seeking understanding for who you are, of course, is nice, but that's not what molds you. So those are the advice that I would give to each type.
Great, cool. Well, we're coming up on a break soon here, so we'll continue with the other triads after we get back from break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. I have my guest, Michael Dilliage, and when we return, we'll continue talking about the Enneagram. Also, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 if you have any issues that you want addressed, and we will make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hi, we are back on The Truth is Funny. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette today. My guest today is Michael Dilliage. And before we continue, would you share your contact information with the audience? If you're still there. Which we can't hear you at the moment. Hello. We may have lost them. I hear a little scratchiness. All right, we'll get back to that. If anybody wants to contact me, they can call me at email me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's whatphil at hotmail.com. And, you know, I'd be glad to do a session if anybody wants. But anyways, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here at the moment. Somehow, we cannot hear Michael, so hopefully we'll get him back on here. And if you can just jump in at any point, Michael, as of now, I still can't hear you. But anyways, yeah, we're talking about triads today within the Enneagram. The Enneagram is a psychological study, if you'd like, and then classing the people into nine types. And so we look at the nine types, and basically within the nine types, we find that certain types are more prone to certain issues than others. And we're talking in the first segment about the feeling triad. Oh, here he is. Okay, great. Just in time. So I was just recapping what we talked about in the first one, where the feeling triad is what we talked about, which was the types 2, 3, and 4, who were concerned with the past as well as shame. And now we're going to move on to the instinctive triad, which is types 8, 9, and 1. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why they struggle with anger?
So yes. So as you said, it's like the 8, 9, and 1 deal with the present, with like how they're interacting with current reality. So a lot, and boundaries. So a lot of time, when our boundaries, we feel that our boundaries are being crossed, we experience anger. So like the feeling triad, you have 8, for example, feel it outwardly. So, for example, like eights, when they feel they feel anger when they feel threatened, people get in their face. So when they feel like they are being controlled or things of that sort, so they tend to deal with it with lashing out, getting it out. And kind of like they're usually quite assertive too, but they also don't usually as a result, they won't necessarily back down from a fight. So they deal with anger by lashing out. While the ones deal with anger with internalizing it, they almost suppress and keep it inside, and they just kind of get embittered and self-righteous, and they can feel a sense of self-righteousness, and sometimes they even have almost like a tense way about how they carry themselves. And while the nines, being in the middle of the triad, it's kind of a back and forth, so they kind of feel that tension, but in some way they might let it go by... They do release it by being either aloof or slightly like passive aggressive or kind of just like stonewalling. So in that way, that's how they'll express their anger, and kind of that balance between like inward and tense and holding it in, and yet kind of like a little bit of a passive aggressive manner as well.
So they're, what time are they most concerned with, this triad?
So instinctive triad is what they feel here now in the present. So they would be in the present in terms of the time continuum. Because it's about their balance with the current reality and things of that sort. So that's why our instincts are usually telling us about like what's going on usually here and now. So that's why I believe they're called the instinctive triad.
Okay. And then do you have some advice for the group overall and then specifically for each type?
Yes. So for the eight, the challenger, I would say that when that feeling of anger comes up, I mean, sometimes anger is legitimate. Someone's has done something wrong, but more instead of not seeing it always like, oh, well, my boundaries are being violated, I need to lash out. But just kind of calm down and just, if you have an issue with someone, just kind of talk to them rationally and not necessarily, I need to win something and, you know, just crush the source of fear or anger or this threat source and just, deep breath and just see if you can't talk about it and things of that sort in a calm way. With the ones I'd say is just like, I would say a lot of times even journaling might help too. Or even calmly is just saying, almost I would say the nines, because they partly struggle with that inward, is to just let them know in a very polite way, look, I felt disrespected when you this and that. You're not accusing someone of that, but you're setting those boundaries. And that way, like, in the future, like, it'll be easier to establish those boundaries, not have, like, that pent-up anger towards someone. And with the nine, I would also echo that and also add that sometimes they tend to repress and not even acknowledge it's there and then know that it's okay to be angry when it's not reactive, but when it's about like sending boundaries that someone has violated in a particular way. So that's the advice I'd give to each of the three types in the instinctive triad.
Well, why don't we move along, because there's a lot of information we like to talk about here. Why don't we move along to the thinking triad, which would be types 5, 6, and 7. And their biggest issue seems to be anxiety more often than not. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the instinctive triad, as you said, the thinking triad, moving on from instinctive triad to the thinking triad. They think, they struggle with anxiety because their biggest security is insecurity, the unknown. And anxiety, a lot of times, we're afraid of the unknown, of the future. So they're very folks about the future and the future timeline. So like the other three types of the other triads, is they cope with it in a very different way. So for example, five will take it inwardly and believe that they're too frail or they don't have enough to contribute to the world, and people won't really respect them and their intellect for what they do. So they kind of retreat in their mind and can get stuck like in analysis paralysis. What I mean by that is they might always be in preparation mode and not always and always worry about ready to actually engage themselves in the world. While the sixth is, again, being the center of the triad, it's kind of a dual thing. They kind of fear the unknown insights. They kind of might launch into like preparation mode, like worst case scenario, this and this might happen. But they also might they express it outwardly, because a lot of times they'll just be agreeable with someone just so they can be part of the group and they can belong, because their big fears is in the future they might be alone. Well, seven's sense of anxiety and fear is an outward. It's a fear of missing out, of missing experiences, whether it's been traveling, food, you name it. So they struggle with missing out on possibilities. It's a very outward sense of anxiety, focused outward.
Uh-huh. So what would you advise for this triad?
So, with anyone within an instinct and a thinking triad, is that first of all, the best way to get through fear is facing it, and particularly I would say with the five first is that it's good to be prepared and knowledgeable about what you do, but preparation will only take you so far. You'll only get through something by diving in and getting and interacting with the world. And a lot of times, and to know that you might not always have all the answers right away, but as you get dive into the world and gain experience, you'll become just wiser and more knowledgeable. For the six, I would say that it's good to take to be cautious, but not always just see the world think of the worst case scenario, and remember in times that where you might have worried about things unfolding in the worst way possible and they didn't, and kind of reminding yourself, oh, that it didn't happen like that before. There's no reason it should happen like that in the future. And it was sevens, I'd always say, just be content in the moment. You know, even if it's a couple of moments, just to meditate. And it's always good to be curious about other things, but, you know, also be content and just know, okay, well, this life can be very good where I am here and now. And just be at peace with living in the moment and gratitude. Those would be the advice I'd give to each type in the thinking triad.
Great. Oh, thanks for that. We're about to hit another break, and when we come back, we have a caller. So we'll take the caller on the line. So if you just hang on till after the break, we'll take you then. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, you are back on The Truth is Funny. I'm Phil Free, filling in for Colette. I have my brother, Michael Deliage, here with me today. Since we didn't get a chance, since we had technical difficulties when we came back from last time, would you quickly share your contact info before we move on here?
Yeah, of course. The best way to reach me would be through email, and it's m_deliage@yahoo.com.
Great. If people have questions or want to book a session and know about their type, then please email him. Okay, we're going to take a caller here. So, Carter, we're ready.
Yeah, Rome from Vancouver, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm really good and very appreciative of the show and your good work. So thank you. I am
thank
a student
you.
Of Colette's, and I am currently staying with a dear friend on Vancouver Island. So I'm actually calling as a surrogate. She's listening in as well. And I had a question for you. This is pertaining to a dynamic that's going on in her farm. And
sure.
It's really a crossover with the humans and horses and dogs, and there's a horse on the ranch, part of a four-horse herd that she has had for quite some time, and he's you know, he's into his prime. He's a well-matured horse, but he has tremendous separation anxiety, or just, you know, you take him away from herd mates, and he has a blackout, okay? And he goes, it's like,
okay.
Just would liken to a man and woman in a really dysfunctional relationship, but this, you know, we're talking mm-hmm. 1,000 pounds here, and the horse
right.
stops thinking, and we'll just go through fences, separated from this mare that he's partnered up with, and it's just on a farm, this is. And you have a tremendous responsibility as the steward of these lovely animals, you know, and turning
yeah.
them over to a cowboy or and or potentially this horse could really hurt someone.
So you want me to work on this horse, basically?
No, yeah, that would be great. Let's have a talk
okay,
with the
great.
Horse and the other horse partners too, and the dog. This is part of an animal family with a really amazing woman who dedicates her life to working with horses and doing healing work. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'll touch on the whole group and the horse in particular. Okay, so starting with the whole group. I'm just going to strengthen the harmony of the entire group, getting them more neutral to disharmony when there are disharmonious feelings or anything, events happening, that the animals, the people could quickly stabilize the situation, stabilize themselves, help stabilize each other, and return to a more harmonious state quickly. So as far as this horse in particular, we're going to clear some of the trauma that this horse has felt. So going really this lifetime, and it's just like also the ancestors, so all the cellular memory, neutralize all the cellular memory in this horse, and we're going to strengthen it to its experience with its parents, its mother in particular is coming up. Obviously, it probably didn't spend all that time with its dad anyway. So we're just going to strengthen it to both its parents anyway, energetically. We're going to strengthen to its current mate, the neutralize the fear of losing the mate. Also, just maybe the overprotection of the mate in a sense, coming from anxiety. So horses will have personalities just as well as people. So you can see, I don't know if they have 9 types exactly like people, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, honestly.
Yes.
So when it comes to this, we're going to just clear, since we're talking about anxiety, shame, and embarrassment today, I'm just going to clear those 3 issues for the horse, all right? So the horse definitely has those 3. It seems like anxiety is the predominant one for this horse. So we're just going to strengthen. Right. So we're just going to strengthen all 3 of those, and anxiety in particular. So we're going to strengthen being in the present, those, and also being concerned about the future. So, and also being at one with the past. So we're going to clear all that. And being separated is, there's an anxiety that, they're not going to see each other again. So the reassurance, even just speaking to the horse when they are being separated, and I'm sure you do it or whoever does it, but it's just right now it's if you let go of your emotion and actually a little bit of your empathy. It's not that you want to be unempathetic, but if you get over empathetic, then the horse is almost like, reacting to your emotion now. And so let's just get you really neutral when you're dealing with the horse and everybody else who's dealing with the horse. Just get them really neutral, not really like feeling emotion for the horse, like, oh, I'm sad that you're feeling this way. Just, all right, it'll unlock itself. And sometimes they're talking and it'll be clear, like, oh, you want me to do this? Oh, if I do it this way, you're going to be okay. Or maybe if I let you say goodbye before I take you off, or there's going to be some little trick that you may have, come across that's going to make this process easier. I'm not sure what it is, but you'll get clear on that, or somebody around the horse will get clear on that when the energy with all the people that is more balanced. So that's what I'm doing. So just when you think about the situation now, I know you're not probably in front of the horse right now, but when you just think about the situation now and think about the next. Oh, you are. Okay, great. So do you notice any energy difference
he's
observing the horse?
Oh, I'm with across from a few other of the horse companions, but as you were saying that, and even when you first made the connection, I was just looking at this tall grove of trees, and I just had, as you were speaking, you identified this deep anxiety and separation. The horse originally came from Idaho and was from a breeder in Idaho, so that separation and family and her. I feel better, but I still feel shaky, because I am very empathetic, and it feels better,
sure.
But it feels a bit shaky because of the future, or the here and now. It's
right.
Because of the here and now. I feel like I'm parallel thinking about, you know, the practicalities of keeping a horse that's such a disturbance in a herd, how
right.
it affects everyone else and the whole farm. So the harmony
sure.
is really big, like it's really huge.
Right.
And,
okay.
And,
so let's just start then.
Making those decisions
yeah,
about welfare.
Okay. Okay, let's make that a little easier all together. So first, I'm just going to touch on the shakiness of the situation that you brought up. So shakiness, I can literally see, like, you know, when someone is scared or even an animal is scared and they're shivering, you know. So we're just going to strengthen that energy. So in this case, like you said, the separation and all that was, you know, big trauma for this horse. There was a lot of fear associated with it. So it's like, the reassurance wasn't there through the process. It feels like the process may have been a little bit on the insensitive side, not necessarily that they meant to be or whatever, but it just felt like it was that way. And
he's a bully now.
Well,
he's a bully. There's also this bully
okay.
dynamic, you know, of like real, like fixated, doesn't even think about anything else when like a overprotective
right.
bully.
Right. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen him. Like, so I'm going to strengthen him from his feet or his hooves or whatever up. So we're just going to strengthen him up. So, like, strengthen his legs in particular. So right now the nerves. We're going to strengthen his nerves, his central nervous system. All right, we're going to get that functioning better. We're going to get him more calm and confident in himself. All right, so also going to strengthen that... just the people accepting the changes, strengthen everybody. You know, some people, they don't think that people or even animals are going to change. And so it's like, once they've made their judgment, if you'd like, that's the one they're going to stick with. Some people think, oh, this horse is already a lost cause, and they're not even going to. So it's going to, we just want to be neutral to that. There's going to be the naysayers. There's going to be literally naysayers and doubters. And we're just going to be neutral to that, whether, you know, they accept it or they don't accept it, whether they want to see the difference or they don't want to see the difference. So we're just going to allow everybody to be able to see the difference in this horse's energy. And this horse, you know, we're just going to get it strong. And if this isn't the right place for this horse, like if this farm isn't the right place, let's strengthen that you can find the right place very easily, that it sort of falls in your lap or you meet somebody very easily that's interested. And basically, we're just going to get you neutral to whatever you do with this horse. So if the best place isn't where it is, then that horse will find its best place. So let's just strengthen that reality to come into being, and we'll strengthen all the other realities as well. So, I mean, if you decide to keep the horse, your friend, anything, whatever happens, it's going to strengthen
yeah.
you to all the realities. Okay. And we are going to come up on a break, but I want to ask you quickly, how do you feel now when you think about this whole situation?
It's dropped down from about an 8 to a 3, if I were to rate it in that sense. It's the charge surrounding it has significantly shifted.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're running out of time with our
down.
Show, too, and I have... Great. I have another caller, too, that we're going to take after the break. So, I mean, if you want any further work, feel free to email myself or my brother, and, you know, be glad to help. Obviously, with more energy work, it's more me. If you want to know more on the psychological side, it's in. But we'll be right back to make some more shift happen. Thanks for calling, and please call back again next time if you want to.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hi, this is Phil Free, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com. And Michael, do you want to share your info one more time?
Yeah, my email is m_delage@yahoo.com.
Great. So we're going to take our next caller here. Carter, we're ready whenever you are.
Yeah, we have Marie from France. Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well, thank you. I've been struggling in the whole relationship domain still, restarting for dating and just not yet meeting people or meeting suitable people. And so, yeah. I know I'm supposed to just emit and emanate what I'm wanting, but could you give a hand along the way, basically?
Okay, so how much is this concerning you on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst?
If I've concentrated on other things, then it's kind of a 2. But then when I think about it, then it's like 8 or 10.
Okay. Perfect. So let's start with that. So you say when you think about it. So that's something that was interesting because it kind of popped out at me before, at the very beginning when you started talking. That's almost the exact same thing just jumped out at me. Like thinking about yourself is actually a weakness. So we're just going to strengthen you thinking about your own issues. Right? Yeah. Well, thinking about your issues, it's like you overthink about your issues when it comes up. So it just gets you neutral to that. It gets, yeah, you don't need to think about them so long. All right. So it keep this process real simple. Okay. I'm glad you brought this up because it gives everybody a chance to have a basic 101 of this energy work real quick. And so I'm going to, you know, apply this in your life. And obviously any listener, you know, can do the same. So what's happening here while you're overthinking is that you're believing your thoughts way too much. And there's types 2, 3s, and 4s, which we talked about earlier. They often tell stories about themselves and believe them, or believe the stories that others tell about them. And there may be truth in there, but it's not necessarily the whole truth, you know? So we have to get past our own biases and other people's biases to get to the deeper truth, if you'd like. So for you, when you have a thought, when you have a thought about yourself, just feel, is there a reaction that goes along with that thought? It could be a thought, a sensation, or emotion, all right? And, or there could be an absence of reaction. Like, you know, there's just nothing, there's no reaction that bothers me whatsoever. And if there's no reaction that bothers you, then you're fine with that, you know? You don't need to make an issue out of something you don't have. And right now, it's like, you're so concerned, like, oh, do I have this? Do I have that? You can answer that question. Just feel. So when I say, oh, I have a problem with relationships, if there's no reaction to that, or, you know, no thought, sensation, or emotion that comes up that weakens you when you think about that, then that's not the real issue. So you got to look at something else. So have another. So don't dwell on that thought anymore. Move on to the next. So by noticing the feeling associated with the thought, instead of believing all your thoughts, you're going to be like, oh, that one has no reaction. Move on. That one, no reaction. And the ones that you do have reactions, like if there's an uncomfortable thought, sensation, or emotion, you could center yourself. Put your attention on the center of yourself, right? Put your on your spine or whatever, on this line that bisects us from left to right, right? Just the middle of our bodies. And you put your attention there, right? So I'm just going to strengthen that. We don't have that much time left on the show, so I want to move this a little faster. But as I do this, I'm just doing a couple things at once. But I'm going to ask you, how do you feel now on a scale of 0 to 10 just thinking about relationships?
Something changed that I can't really describe from the energetic work you're doing, Chair.
Do you feel any reaction that bothers you?
I feel more motivated. Pardon?
Well, do you feel any negative reaction when you think about relations? Is there any reaction still bothering you when you get in touch with relationships?
I don't know. I feel sometimes frustrated. Not at the moment.
Well, right now, I mean, just right now, right now. Just, I mean, right now, if you think about relationships now.
I feel all right about it all.
Okay, great. Well, let's clear any future concerns that you're going to have doubts again, or you don't need to have doubts, okay? You've been listening to the show long enough, and you've been calling in sometimes. You've been having your issues corrected, shifted, and so we're just going to strengthen all of that. We're going to strengthen you to recognize your own progress and apply it in your own life. So now, again, like I said, don't believe your thoughts so much. Listen to them. The ones that you react to are the ones that you want to center yourself around. Once you've done that, go back to the thought and see if you feel the same or different about it when you think about it after you've centered yourself, after you've centered yourself beyond the reaction. You know, it could be, like I said, it could be a thought, a sensation in your body or somewhere, or it could be an emotion. Any of those reactions, if they're bothersome, just center yourself. And, you know, so now when you think about the future and yourself and the relationships, or relationships and yourself and the future, when you look at that combination, do you have any concern?
Feel more confident about it.
Good. Well, let's just neutralize you that you don't even need to feel confident, that you don't even have to think about it. It's just, you're just fine, you know? You just are confident. You don't need to feel confident. You just are. You can feel it and not feel it at the same time, all right? So let's just strengthen you to that, all right?
Yeah.
So we're strengthening you to whether you feel confident, you don't, that you manifest what you want. All right. So when you get in touch with relationships now, any concerns whatsoever?
Yeah, it goes.
Okay, well, just remember, any future concern that comes up, you can apply this. So just center yourself with it. Don't believe it. Don't believe that's real just because you reacted to it or you didn't react to it, all right? It's just That's a lot of this energy work is not about belief. It's about what are we reacting to and what aren't we reacting to. And if we notice what we react to negatively and we change and shift that, then all of a sudden our life opens up and we feel we have much more free will and all of that. So you'll have, you know, you have free will and you just want to exercise your free will. Go create the reality you want to create. Do it with loving care and unconditional love, and it'll be fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we're coming into the end of the show. So I want to thank my brother also, Michael, for being on with us. And
thank you for having me on.
Of course, you can call back again, Marie, next time if you want, or anybody, feel free to call in next time. We'll be back in a month, next month. I'm talking about more of this stuff. And any last words, Michael?
I would just say the knowledge is there. A good point would be Wisdom of the Enneagram by Don Richard Rizzo and Russ Hudson. That would be a good starting point just to kind of get your feet wet about the Enneagram.
Great, thanks. And I would just quickly say, yes, create our reality with unconditional love. Everything is all this reality that we've created was a thought before it was a reality. So think a great reality and it'll be in the future. That's how we do it. Think with love, unconditional love, and we will have a wonderful world. Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Don't miss out on an opportunity to hear from Lou Paradise, health and vibrant living expert and founder of Toprison. Lou is a featured speaker at the New You Life Conference in Connecticut, Saturday, September 15th. Tickets are available now. For information and tickets, click the button on the homepage of louparadise.com. That's louparadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.